Blackstone Audio presents Phineas Redux by Anthony Trollope. This book is read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. Temptation. The circumstances of the general election of 18-blank will be well remembered by all those who take an interest in the political matters of the country. There had been a coming in and a going out of ministers previous to that, somewhat rapid, very exciting, and upon the whole useful as showing the real feeling of the country upon sundry questions of public interest. Mr. Gresham had been Prime Minister of England as representative of the Liberal Party in politics. There had come to be a split among those who should have been his followers on the terribly vexed question of the ballot. Then Mr. Daubney, for 12 months, has sat upon the throne distributing the good things of the Crown amidst Conservative birdlings, with beaks wide open and craving maws, who certainly for some years previous had not received their share of state honours or state emoluments. And Mr. Daubney was still so sitting, to the infinite dismay of the Liberals, every man of whom felt that his party was entitled by numerical strength to keep the management of the government within its own hands. Let a man be of what side he may in politics, unless he be much more of a partisan than a patriot, he will think it well that there should be some equity of division in the bestowal of crumbs of comfort. Can even any old Whig wish that every Lord Lieutenant of a county should be an old Whig? Can it be good for the administration of the law that none but Liberal lawyers should become Attorney Generals, and from thence Chief Justices or Lords of Appeal? Should no Conservative peer ever represent the Majesty of England in India, in Canada, or at St. Petersburg? So arguing, moderate Liberals had been glad to give Mr. Daubney and his merry men a chance.